Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The city of Eureka has been installing emergency vehicle preemption systems at all stoplights within the city limits. The preemption systems allow fire trucks to change stoplights during an emergency response to allow them to reach the scene safely and more quickly. Caltrans announced it'll be closing down Highway 101 for the entire day on Sunday just south of Hamilton Road to the Mill Creek Campground in Del Norte County. Work crews will remove unstable slide material from the area, and all lanes of the 101 will be blocked during the initial stages of the project. The work begins at 9 a.m. One-way control traffic is expected to be in place by Sunday afternoon, and the control traffic will remain in place through Tuesday with 15-minute delays for motorists. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies say they have foiled a burglary attempt, arresting two with stolen goods in their arms. The sheriff's office responded to a burglar alarm on Quaker Street late Tuesday and found a man and woman with clothing, keys, and a silver bar in their hands. They admitted they did not live in the house, and the homeowner told authorities the couple did not have permission to be there. The man, 33-year-old Brian Anthony Arriaga, was arrested and detained, but the woman, 29-year-old Misty Dawn Miller, was released because of jail overcrowding. She was not free for long. Police found Miller the next day searching mailboxes and parked cars near the original house on Quaker Street. She has been arrested and held for a mental health evaluation, and then she'll be sent to jail on bond. Building on legislation already introduced in the Senate, Congressman Jared Huffman introduced a bill in the House that would address the ongoing drought in California. The bill would allocate hundreds of millions of dollars for drought relief projects, including emergency grant funds for rural communities to ensure they can protect and upgrade water systems to ensure a supply of safe drinking water. The bill urges the Commerce Department to declare a fisheries disaster. It calls for reduced water usage in the Klamath Basin and updates the Corps of Engineers reservoirs and water control systems to meet modern standards. The bill also includes funding for law enforcement to increase efforts to eradicate trespass marijuana grows on public lands and address water diversion for illegal grows. The California Highway Patrol will get an early jump on traffic safety enforcement for the St. Patrick's Day holiday by conducting a DUI and driver's license checkpoint tonight somewhere within the county. The checkpoint will operate from 7 p.m. until the early morning hours of Sunday, and all vehicles will be checked, and drivers who are unlicensed or under the influence of alcohol or drugs will be cited or arrested. The Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force will conduct a maximum enforcement period on Sunday and into Monday morning during St. Patrick's Day. Hoping to solve a 5-year-old missing persons case, federal authorities joined the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office to search an Alder Point property on Wednesday. 42-year-old Robert Tennyson disappeared in the Rancho Sequoia area of Alder Point in 2009. Tennyson said he was going there to collect money for working on a construction project. The Sheriff's Office believes that Tennyson is the victim of foul play, and authorities took several pieces of evidence for forensics testing. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka is undergoing significant changes to its personnel. Greg Sparks was recently selected to serve as the next city manager, and now two city department heads are leaving their positions, including Public Works Director Bruce Young, who has announced his retirement. Interim City Manager Mike Knight appeared on Talk Shop and lamented the loss of Young.
I think Bruce is a difficult loss for us. He brings a tremendous amount of experience. He's worked his way up from the water crews and the sewer crews, and tremendous loss in historic knowledge, but as with any staff loss, we need to do our best to find a way to replace him.
Knight remained optimistic that a reliable replacement could be found as the department itself is full of talent.
We're actually pretty deep in public works, have some folks in-house that have a tremendous amount of knowledge.
Also making his exit is Community Development Director Robert Wall, who's leaving to work for the county. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.